O'Brien calling on line O.
My feeling is, without having touched any of the bases very strongly, that you ought to have Anderson really go to bat, slug it out all the way with all the chips in, stack, move in on King Anderson, go to conference, and then be willing to be reasonable. And I would say if we could put that on in this bill, I'd be prepared to have nothing rather than not have Medicare. But if you could put it on in the Senate to King Anderson, then I'd go to the conference, and I'd let Wilbur scare the living hell out of the doctors and everybody else, and then he could come up with a compromise, say, well, you can make your choice between getting this extra money or having health insurance. And I think you'd establish the first health insurance that way if you could get it over.
Now, I feel, I haven't walked in yet, but I feel that I'm going to get a strong view that will be shared by Clint Anderson and the leadership.
Well, if you move with that, you get it taken out, you'll have nothing to trade on. If you move with King Anderson there, you can trade for Rubicon.
Yeah, well, that's the pitch I'll make. But as I say, I just haven't been hit hard.
I'll tell you this, that Wilbur Mills will take your pants off unless you got something that he's got to trade for. And you haven't got the guts over on that side that can do it. Anderson won't be on the conference. You'll have a man against it. It'll be Byrd, and it'll be Smathers, and it'll be Russell Long. But if they could go in there with King Anderson, they had the support. And then they come back with Rebikoff. That's what I try to do. But you be your own judge.
Yeah, I'll play it that way and see what we get.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I want to tell you, I guess I mentioned to you before, was that the Rules Committee did not meet this morning in Appalachia.
Yeah.
And that I just talked to the speaker on this Tuck resolution. He said that he feels he's going to be blackjacked. And that along about Tuesday, he'll get it to the floor. They're not going to do it, but they're going to make a move on anything now and try and back it the rest of the way with this resolution. I left with the speaker that we would check the Dirk and Mansfield amendment, the foreign aid bill, which is being filibustered over here right now, and see what kind of anticipation we have about bringing the foreign aid bill to the House. And now the liberals who are complaining that they would lick the foreign aid bill or vote against them. After the shock of the rules, I guess he had to know just how it'd be in a good spot. I think he thought he tipped below from saying, my God, is there any way we can get off the hook that the Tuck resolution put this on, maybe 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 resolution settled.
Well, that's what they ought to settle. I haven't studied it, but I think you ought to get Ketton back up there and get him working both sides and take charge with you. And my judgment is that it would just be disastrous to have this Tuck resolution. If we go to knocking the ass off the court, now I think it's fair to have a reasonable time, and I think that justice has worked out a reasonable proposition there.
Right.
But that'd be the
way. Well, maybe it may turn out to be a little bit of a blessing in disguise. Ready for beer until the Tuck back up yesterday. Now they're scared of death.
Okay.
All right.